has once controlled the world. It's a part of history. It happened. We know. While after it happened, there are people that gave testimony that we've seen him alive. The one we saw crucified, around. We talked to him. God says, you need to remember that. Remember what? That even though they killed me and I was beaten and bruised, third day I got up. You need to remember that.
Yeah.
Because once you forget, somebody might could bring you another religion.
Amen.
And bring you another way. Someone tried to send me some information yesterday that said Jesus provided salvation for everybody. Everybody gets saved, whether they accept Jesus or not. I spammed it.
Yep.
Sent it. No, I sent the message first. All liars end up in hell. Spam. You understand? Because you start making up your own gospel, you can if you want. But you remember who wrote the book. Same person wrote the book is dictating time,
yeah,
events, seasons, everything. Understand?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, so the end of this is this. I will grant salvation to Zion, my splendor to Israel. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 43. I'm telling you, I'm really looking forward to the rapture because I love a good party. You know what I mean? I'm delivered, but a holy party.
Amen. That's what I'm saying.
Whew.
Hallelujah.
Imagine dancing all you want.
Yeah.
Eternally? I get Pastor Sandy off the dance floor. Don't bother him. He's having a good time. You in Ezekiel chapter 43? It says, then the man brought me to the gate facing east, and I saw the glory of the God of Israel coming from the east. His voice was like the roar of rushing water. And the land was radiant with his glory. The vision I saw was like the vision I had seen when he came to destroy the city, and like the vision I had seen by the Kibar River. And I fell face down. The glory of the Lord entered the temple through the gate facing east. The Spirit led me up and brought me to the inner court, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. While the man was standing beside me, I heard someone speaking to me from inside the temple. He said, son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the sole of my feet. This is where I will live among the Israelites forever. The house of Israel will never be defiled my holy name. So God takes Ezekiel and he shows him the temple. Because when he returns, he's going to rebuild the temple or restore its damaged parts, and he's going to. Then he took Ezekiel to the Holy of Holies and said, oh, by the way, I want you to see where I'm going to be living for eternity. Where my throne is going to be, where I'm going to sit and reign and rule among my people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he takes him to the temple and he says, look in there. That's it. That's where I'm going to be. And when he comes from the east, and his glory fills the temple. Isaiah 9, chapter 24 tells us this. The end of the 70th week of Daniel is when the Kedoshim is filled. meaning the Holy of Holies, has the presence of God living in it. God not only wants to rapture you, but he also wants to bring you back with him so you can reign and rule with him for 1,000 years.
Yes.
This is bigger than the rapture. After you reign and rule with him for 1,000 years, guess what? God says, you know, this earth getting kind of old. Let's get rid of it. Remember those homes I built for you in heaven? Let's bring them down. And let's get rid of this old earth. And let's have a new heaven and a new earth. And then let's bring down those mansions that I built, because I didn't build them for nothing.
Right.
I know you're enjoying your little earthly homes, but that was just for 1,000 years. Remember, I did some work for 2,000 years for you while I was gone. Let's bring that down. Then the glory of that city will come down and you'll have a new heaven and a new earth.
Yeah.
And then the 8,000 year will begin. And he says, there'll be no more counting after that. So you won't know when 1,000 years. You're in eternity.
Amen.
Now somebody goes, well, that's a wonderful religion. It's not a religion. I'll prove it to you.
Amen.
I'll prove it to you. This has nothing to do with fantasies. This is what God is promising you is going to happen.
Yeah.
The same God that said, you know what? In the future, they're going to have, you're going to have to take a mark in your hand or in your forehead, and you won't be able to buy or sell anything without that mark. And you're like, will that ever happen? You know, 1950s, you'd be like, will that ever happen? I just read something weird in the Bible. Will that happen? In 1970s, you're like, well, that will never happen. 2021, you're like, what's cryptocurrency? 666? What do you mean the cryptocurrency is under 666? Digital currency, that means that I won't be able to buy anything unless somebody can scan me.
Amen.
But who spoke it 2,000 years ago? Jesus. They're doing what I told them to do. I'm controlling this. Jesus is controlling this.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And you guys have to know and understand that. Now, we're going to go to Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's go to Thessalonians. Watch this. This is going to happen soon, you guys.
Amen.
This rabbi did this gematria, and usually I don't listen to it. He does it from a Jewish perspective, but this time, someone sent it to me this morning, and the Lord told me to listen to it. And he was saying the same thing I'm saying. Before the new year comes, Messiah is coming. Before the new year comes, a war is coming. He was saying the same thing I'm saying, but he's saying it from a Jewish perspective because he's reading a Jewish Torah. And I'm like, he's telling everybody, this is very important, you know. This is very important. You have to understand. This is very important. Messiah is coming. I will show you. And he goes, and I'm like, wow. And I'm looking at how, you know, when someone's telling you something and they're trying to press within you to tell you, listen to me. And I'm like, okay. I was so excited. I almost preached on it. God said, no, I want you to tell them of my glory, what I'm doing. And what I've done for them to bring them into what I have. This is no weird religion. This is not Islam. You don't get 70 versions if you blow yourself up. That's craziness.
That's stupid.
You get to be a, this is not Mormonism. You don't get your own planet and a wife.
And a wife.
Well, you gotta have a wife to get a planet.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm just saying, there is some foolishness that you shouldn't listen to, and there's some truth that you should go, oh my goodness, he did do that. Mm-hmm. He did bring Israel back. Mm-hmm. He did tell us before he did it. Okay? This is what we need to know. Now watch Thessalonians chapter, is it 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? I'm sorry, because I was in 1 Thessalonians. It says, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brother, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy report or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. See, there was false prophets in that day. Yep. Anyone deceive you in any way, that day will not come until a departure or defection occurs. What your Bible say? Till rebellion occurs, until of the falling away. When me and Drea got married, we went to Montreal because I wanted to visit with some Greek friends that I had. And I can pull on that Greek knowledge of scripture from them, okay? Apostasia has never meant falling away. So people are waiting for the church to fall away and then we'll know Jesus is coming. The scripture says apostasia, which means a departure or a defection. You can defect from war, say I'm no longer involved, or somebody can pull you out and say you no longer lead the fight. It's my battle now.
Right.
And so God is saying until there's a departure, until there's a defection, because the soldiers have to be pulled off the battlefield so you know the fight's over for you. I got it from here. And so God is saying in this scripture, he says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not occur until a departure occurs. And then the man of lawlessness will be revealed.
Yes.
So he can't be revealed. Antichrist can't be revealed till when? Until you leave. Scripture has to verify this. So I went on the Greek thing for apostasia, what they call falling away, which is departure, right? And it said apostasia means departure or defection. Okay. Then it says departure from war or departure from one place to another. And it says, if you say you're falling away, it's another word, it's peptomakria. That means to fall away, to believe in something and then to now not believe in it, okay? So he said, he's saying the word that they use there means departure. It doesn't mean falling away or losing your religion. They would have to use peptomakria. And he says, if they were leaving their religion, it would be Athenontas. That would mean you're leaving your religion. He said, like the scripture's okay, but they use the wrong word if they're trying to use it for religion.
Right.
He said, but the word does mean departure, to leave one place and go to another. Right. And it does mean defection, to leave a war and to exit yourself out of it.
Right.
Okay? So the scripture is telling you that before the Antichrist comes, you got to get out of here.
Yes. Amen.
And a lot of you don't know because I'm watching. Russia and Iran acting a fool right now.
Yeah.
Russia ready to move right now. They like, we don't even want to wait till after the Winter Olympics. But they're going to wait until God says it.
Yeah.
Or until who? The restrainer tells them they can. You understand?
Yeah.
Watch this. Let's keep reading this. It says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not occur until a departure occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. So that means there's going to be a temple built.
Right.
Psalms 122 professes that the Jews go to speak to each other on their way to the temple and say, it is good to go into the house of the Lord. What house?
Badly.
Then in the Hebrew, it says that that is something they demanded from the Antichrist, and he gave it to them. They solved it from the Antichrist. You know what Saul is? Saul, they already had someone ruling over him. That was God. But the Hebrew word says how they got the temple. They demanded it. Give us a temple. And the Antichrist said, cool, I'll give you one. And he gave them a temple. And now they're able to move into it. But remember, they can't get a temple till we leave.
Right.
And the Antichrist can't come till we leave.
Right. Amen.
It says, don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you of these things. And now you know that you know what is holding him back so that he may be revealed at the proper time. What's holding him back, you guys?
The restrainer.
The restrainer. Now, the restrainer is a Greek word called kateko. Okay? I have a... Where's my bag, Pastor Dan? You hiding stuff. Oh, it's up here in front of me. That's why.
Ooh.
60. All right. Oh, we got stuff up here. Don't tell my wife I did this.
No.
She's right here.
He just, okay. 17. We're going to go at 26. Okay. 24. 37. Okay. We'll say this is Matthew. And we'll say this is Luke. Okay. These two scriptures. Is she watching? These are the scriptures, the two scriptures that says it will be as it will be like this in the days of Noah. Okay, both of those scriptures say that. Now, the word kateko in Greek has a numerical value of 1726. The days of Noah are spoken of in what? Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. That's minus 1, it's minus 1, then let's go 7. So if you minus the kateko, the restrainer, you get Genesis chapter 7, 1, 1, which is the days of Noah. So remember, the Bible has an author, and he's always showing you, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm going to confirm it. So he's letting you know. Now, if you take the only two scriptures says it will be scriptures that say it will be as it was in the days of Noah. One God put in chapter 17, verse 26. And then the other one is 24, verse 37. But he has, if you subtract one from the other, it gives you the restrainer. And the restrainer is 7:11. The days of Noah. So God wants you to know, before he gets here, stop worrying.
Amen.
You haven't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
So you couldn't get some toilet paper one time. Don't stress out. So they're talking about taking your job. I got you covered.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
So don't start getting to the point where all of this foolishness is going on that you forgot. Let me tell you something. I was there when the sea split. You can't tell me nothing about my God. If I saw that, I'd be so arrogant. I'd be like just an arrogant Christian. I'd be like, you trying to stress me out? I saw the sea split. You know what I mean? You couldn't do it. With some of the things that have happened in my life, You can't discourage me. You can't discourage me. I was sitting in prison. They was gonna you're gonna get at least 10 years. They said, and we got two witnesses that saw the whole thing. Those two witnesses came to that court and started talking about me like I was the best person that God had ever created. I seen the way he treats the children in the neighborhood. They just happened to see me take some kids to a baseball game once, right?
God set it up.
God set it up. They was like, oh, he's such a nice man. So they got on court and they was like, tell us what you saw. I saw those mean police trying to do something to that wonderful black guy. And the judge is sitting there looking like he's about to cry. He's like, let him out of here. You should have never arrested him, and let him go home. Wow. And the two girls walk off and go, the night before, I'm in my cell on my knees like, God, I'm sorry this time. I will. I know, I don't want to be in prison in Montreal, Canada. Next day, I was out of there getting a plane ticket to go back to L.A. Because I said, I ain't staying here no more. But you know what? I saw God split that sea.
Amen.
You understand? There's sometimes things happen where you see what God does and you go, oh my goodness, you can't tell me nothing about my God no more.
Amen. 10 minutes, Pastor Teddy.
There you go, Pastor Ben. Here, let's finish reading this, okay? And it says, don't you remember when I was with you, I used to tell you these things. And now you know what is holding him back, so that he might be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who's holding it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'll do another gematria, just will show you that it is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that's holding him back. And the Holy Spirit lives in you, and the Holy Spirit can't leave until he takes the bride back to Christ. So that means you've got to go.
Yes.
You've got to go.
Amen.
You're getting in the way.
Amen.
Of a real fight.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
In verse 9 it says, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kind of counterfeit miracles and signs and every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth so be saved. So why are they perishing? They refuse to hear the truth. They refuse to believe the truth. They refuse to accept the truth. So God's like, they're not perishing for no reason. You understand? If I offer you a cure, if I offer someone a cure and they got rabies, and I'm saying you can't come in my house unless you take the cure, and you won't take the cure because you refuse to believe that I have the cure, then there's nothing I can do for you.
Right.
And that's what the Lord showed me. It's like you're sweating over people that I can't even bring in my house because they're diseased.
Right.
What are they diseased with? Sin.
Yeah.
None, that ain't entering here no more.
Right.
We had it here and we kicked it out.
Right.
And you will not corrupt the kingdom over the fact that you want to save some people, Sandy, that don't want to change from sin.
Right.
You're not that good of a preacher.
Right.
Because you get to the point where you want to save everybody, and you know, because we're human. We like, what about my cousin this and this? And God's like, preach to them. Tell them the truth. Tell them there's a cure for it.
Right.
And if they believe it, they're in.
Right.
But you can't. You're not going to cry to God over people who refuse to believe the truth, who refuse to accept the love that God has already provided.
Amen.
Let's go to Revelation chapter 19, and then we're going to be done. Revelation 19. You there? It says, after this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven. Now listen, we're in heaven when Jesus is about to return. Do you guys know that?
Amen.
We're in heaven and they start having a Yom Kippur service. And if you don't, if you haven't studied any Hebrew, you'll be like, what are they doing? It's like, oh, we're about to go back. What? Your horse is over there. What?
Giddy up.
I'm not riding a horse. You will. Don't worry about it.
Horse knows what to do.
Amen. And so now you're in heaven, and it's all multitude and people, and we're about to go back to the earth with Jesus. I'm telling you, getting raptured up and the party is beautiful, but coming back behind Jesus on a white horse.
Yeah. That's the party right there.
I'm going to be smiling the whole way. Take old Biden's house. I'm serious, because we know it's about to go down, right? You guys don't understand. Our God is a God of war. You understand?
Yeah.
All this that's going on, ain't nobody getting away with nothing.
Nothing.
They do all this. They should all be in jail. They will be.
They will be.
It'll be worse than jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
Watch this. They're all the same. It says, after this I heard the sound. Sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven. Hallelujah, salvation, glory, and power belongs to our God. For true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adultery. He has avenged her blood of the saints. Who is the great prostitute? The Vatican. God said it's going down. Y'all, you guys don't know the richest bank in the world is the Vatican Bank. You guys don't understand that. You don't know how they're controlling everything. How every church, every world leader has to go to the Vatican and to visit with the Pope when they become leaders. Why do I have to go see the Pope? They all have to go. You go come.
Kiss the ring.
And you're going to kiss the ring.
Oh,
yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, send me to the chopping block. I will go to, because you got Jesus in you. You'd be like, I will go to heaven. Send me to heaven. Go ahead. You know, y'all get like sister, right? But if you ain't saved, now watch this. And again they shouted hallelujah. The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who was seated on the throne, and they cried, amen, hallelujah. Then the voice came from the throne saying, praise God, all you his servants, that would be us, you who fear him, both small and great. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing water, and like the loud peals of thunder shouting, hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Yeah.
Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. See, watch this. Watch this. What bride? You got married 7 years ago.
Israel.
You Leah, you already got married. Israel has made himself ready.
Yeah.
They have finally said, Baruch Abba Shem Adonai, we can't do this.
Right.
Jesus is our Lord.
Yeah.
And he said, they said it. They didn't hit the rock. They spoke to the rock.
Yeah.
It's time to go give them some water.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
You understand?
Amen.
So, now it says here, let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and the bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said, right blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.
Yeah.
And he added, these are the true words of God. At this, I fell at his feet and worshiped. But he said to me, don't do it. John is like, I'm going to worship you. That angel's like, you better get up. My name ain't Lucifer.
Right. Amen.
My name Gabriel. Get up. He says, do not do it. He says, I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God.
Yeah.
For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice, he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns, diadems. That means he's really a king. You know, in chapter 6, when it says the Antichrist comes on a white horse with a crown on his head, it's called Stanos or something like that. It's like just a little symbol. But it doesn't give him any authority. You understand? So the crowd he has on don't even compare to what Jesus looks like. I'm coming back with a real crown on. And I'm going to thump that thing off your head. It says he has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses dressed in fine linen. The fine linen is for who? The saints. Okay. It says, out of his mouth came a sharp sword in which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of his fury, of the wrath of God. And it says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried out in a loud voice to all the birds and the flying in midair, come gather for the great supper of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That lady told me in Arizona, 15 people fall every year in the Grand Canyon, about 15 people taking pictures, not paying attention, seeing how close they can get. And she said, before you can get a helicopter down there, those ravens that you saw, they've already devoured all the flesh. So she said, now he's saying, I'm calling all the birds of the world. Because, you know, when they come against Israel at the end, they're going to be on the mountain, spread out. God's got to clean that up.
Right.
So I got a crew. I got a crew.
Yeah.
They're going to come and they're going to devour all that. All you have to do is go pick up the bones.
Yeah.
If you read Ezekiel, they go about picking up the bones. Not any flesh. They're picking up bones where they see that people die. You understand?
Amen. Amen.
This is more glorious even than the rapture. Because for 1,000 years, we're reigning and ruling on earth with Christ. And some people survived the tribulation. They're living throughout the millennium. Tahira, you're in charge of Hawaii. I need you to make sure that place stays in check. We got your little place right there over the... You know what I mean? Just make sure they're praising right. Because I can't be entertained.
Right.
If it ain't in the heart, tell them don't sing.
Right?
Right. I'm telling you, you're going to be reigning and ruling. You understand? We have no idea what we're going to be doing. But I'm imagining, you know.
Yeah.
I'm imagining.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have the same boss I have now. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
I'm going to have the same boss I have now. Listen, you guys. We all came out of sin.
Yeah.
And it ain't easy. I remember to hear her preaching, and she said, you know, God wasn't ready to deal with that yet, but he helped me with this one first.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God deal with all of us.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't you get rid of profanity? Mm-hmm. We're talking about your marijuana some other time. we just got to get you to stop cursing first. You know what I mean? So after I stopped cursing, then he's like, Okay, now if you stop going to the weed house,
right.
Then we could grow some more.
Right.
You stop having girls that aren't saved,
okay.
You could grow some more.
Right.
You know, so he deals with us like maturing us a little more and trying to get us not to quit in the process.
Right.
Because sometimes you're like, this Jesus thing just don't work.
Right.
Yes, it works. It works and it works fine. Hang in there. He's got your hand. You hold on to his hand.
Amen.
If you don't want to get rid of stuff, then don't work. But if you want to get rid of stuff, it works. If you want to hang in there, it works. Might take a little while. It works. Pastor Jewel Jones said he's thankful for his wife because he said he wasn't nothing but a musician and a club goer when he first started. And he said, if it wasn't for my wife, he said, she hung in there. And she did like this. I sure did. She like, amen. Yes, because you don't know what love is until you got to hang in there with somebody that you don't want to hang with no
amen.
More.
Same.
Out of love, I'm hanging with you.
Amen.
I got your hand. Come on. That's how God has been with us. You going to another party? Come on, I got your hand. Lead you in, lead you out. God, I'm glad the trumpet didn't blow. You wouldn't have made it. Come on. You know what I mean? You got to be willing to change. You got to be willing to grow.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to stop sinning.
Yeah.
You can't persist in sinning.
Amen.
It's a scary scripture. If you deliberately just want to live this, you can,
right.
But if you don't stop, once you get to God, grace and mercy, what does the scripture say? Grace and mercy disappears. At death, grace and mercy disappears. You're trying to go see a God of grace and mercy, but he existed while you were breathing.
Right.
And when you stand before him, that's gone. That's a judge now.
Yep.
So this, I'm not saying it because of me. I'm saying the scripture says at death, grace and mercy disappears. So let's get it together now, right? Don't go with this once saved, always saved. That's a trick from Satan. That'll get you jacked up. You can get better. And once you have victory over certain things, you feel better about your walk. God puts a few more good things in your hand because he trusts you. When he sees that, you can hold on to what he's going to give you.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Praise God, my beautiful family. I mean, here, all over the world, everybody that believes in Jesus Christ, from the cloud party to the return on horses, I'm so thankful to call you guys my family. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Beautiful.
Hallelujah.